I've always found this one of the more troubling Gospels, because I'm just not sure what to do with that phrase, whoever loves his life in this world loses it, but whoever hates his life will preserve it in the life to come. I'd like to try to shape the context of the entire Gospel of John to try and shed some light on what I think the Gospel is trying to say to us this morning. The Gospel of John was written, estimates say, some 60 years after the death of Jesus. It was one of the last Gospels to be written. Because of that, the community that was responsible for this Gospel had somewhat of a more sophisticated kind of faith experience. If you notice throughout the Gospel of John, which we've listened to for the past few weeks, there's a certain sense of confidence in Jesus throughout the Gospel. Jesus knows who he is. Jesus knows what is to come. And that confidence seems to be exuding through the community that was responsible for writing this Gospel. They have some unique experience of faith, even to the point of how the Eucharist is represented in the Gospels. In the three synoptic Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus takes bread, breaks it, gives it to his disciples, and says, "Take this, all of you, and eat it." Then he does the same with the cup. But in John's Gospel, there's no mention of him breaking bread. Instead, at the Passover meal, Jesus takes a towel, wraps it around his waist, and proceeds to wash the feet of his disciples. He says to them, "Do this in memory of me." That difference in how the community was experiencing this faith in the risen Christ led them to be persecuted in some ways by the other neo-Christian communities, these Jewish communities and these Gentile communities who were beginning to believe in the Gospel after hearing it proclaimed by Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Because this community was kind of set apart by the sophisticated sort of faith that they had, it leads to what I think some of the defensive and offensive language that exists in John's Gospel. If we look at the Gospel throughout it, it's very accusatory as it refers to the Jews. And I think it's because this community, this Johannine community, has an experience that's so much different than these new Jewish Christians that they begin to combat with one another in terms of trying to understand their faith. I think that this is an opportunity for us to look at our own faith, to try and discern for ourselves how confident are we in our faith, and also how doubtful are we. Throughout this season of Lent, we are working towards the greatest feast that we celebrate, the Feast of Easter. That moment where we believe Jesus rose from the dead and accomplished what he speaks about in the Gospel today by driving out the ruler of this world, the evil one. We believe in faith that this resurrection was necessary for the evil one to be overcome. And in order for the resurrection, it was also necessary for Jesus to suffer so greatly. How confident are we in our belief that Jesus chose to suffer personally for each one of us? If one of us were the only person on the planet, Jesus still would have chosen to come and rescue us from the power of darkness. How confident are we in that? And what does that confidence do for us? How can we use that confidence to try and live the way Jesus invites us to live? Where are we in our own faith? And does this confidence give us confidence in our lives so that we can step out into the world confidently, that people will recognize Jesus in us and we will recognize Jesus in one another? But even more importantly, I think, how confident are we in our own death? How confident are we that our death will really be a beginning of stepping into eternal life because Jesus did what he did for us? As we come forward today to receive this gift of the Eucharist, this gift of the risen Savior, let us ask our God to instill in us all the more confidence so that we can step out into the world knowing how much God loves us uniquely and personally. And let us respond with a yes to that invitation to live like him, so that we too can experience life eternal.